So the White House just dropped a whole bunch of UFO files, the first batch of files that were promised to the public. I don't think this is really the disclosure moment that we were all waiting for. There's some interesting stuff, but it's not like, oh, yeah, and here's a video of a live alien. And
yeah,
here's
a smoking gun, yeah.
Here's a smoking gun. Here we are fighting giant robot mechs in space, and here's a flying saucer landing on the White House lawn. None of that stuff. Now, that's not to say that more interesting things won't materialize, but right now, as somebody who follows the UFO scene, I'm very underwhelmed and also not shocked that the good stuff hasn't been released.
Well, from what I saw, because I was looking through some of them, but I was limited time, so I didn't get to go through everything. But what I saw was a lot of things that I think people already knew about, but they just, you know, this is their files, their copies they had of it, and their responses. Yeah. Like, it was like they would have a story like, so many people saw this one incident, and here's the filed report.
Yes.
And they would have, like, maybe their response to it and internal communications a little bit. But it wasn't anything that was like, yes, these exist, or yes. Just that, you know, we interviewed these people. We could find no credible whatever. We couldn't explain it, that kind of stuff. It wasn't anything. It's like the Epstein files, basically, as people were pointing out. There's nothing.
Well,
there.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
it's like so everything we'll, everybody knew already.
We'll talk about this, and I did not expect anything super interesting because, you know, again, if you follow this scene, you will realize that, you know, the people that believe in this stuff, the phenomenon and the alien beings and all of that, also believe that it is above top secret. It's above the Pentagon. It's above the president. And there's a whole nother
shadow CIA.
Government. It's super classified. They're not going to drop all that stuff, especially, you know, but now that we're at war with Iran, they're going to be like, oh yeah, here's all these super secret craft and stuff that we have. And here's all the, you know, the alien death ray that we have and the whole, it's not going to happen. I think it's the purpose of this is one to shut people up. And yeah, some people think it's a distraction from another group of files, but mostly I think it was to shut people up. Like, okay, there you go, guys. We released it. That was like when, I don't know if you remember a few years ago, they had a book where they came forward and they're like, oh, okay, we're going to tell you the truth about Roswell. And it clearly was not what happened at Roswell, but they were like, it was a weather balloon.
Yeah.
With a mannequin.
I mean, there's a lot of interesting stories to be sure in there. And then, you know, one of them though, one of the files is just like, there was a magazine people put out, and it was them reacting to, here's copies of the pages in the magazine, and here they're reacting to the copies of the pages of like this little UFO monthly or whatever it was, some magazine thing people put out on their own. It was just, it was cool to see these reports back from the 40s and stuff.
Yeah, and that's really reads. Like, they read, like, police reports from, you know, the 40s. Like, they had, and I love how they're trying to make it out like it's super sensationalistic, and they've got, like, the Daily Mail is like, oh my God, guys, the FBI files reveal reports of 4-foot-tall beings emerging from the UFOs. The aliens are real. And here it's, like, a report of an FBI agent. Yeah, that went to a scene like a farm or something. And the guy's like, yep, there are some critters that came out of that there flying saucer.
Most of it was just like eyewitness accounts. Now, it is interesting that there was a lot of accounts that are from people that are ex-military, police, and law enforcement, and things like that in among these. But yeah, a lot of them were just, you know, interviews that people said. And the dates went up to the 60s. It was from like the 40s to the 60s on some of the files. I didn't know if it went past that. I didn't get a chance to go through it. It's been very busy today.
Yeah, and of course, you know, they had the audio recording from Gemini. They had some of the, you know, the moon photos of things in the sky that could, you know, maybe possibly aliens, maybe not. But that's a story that, you know, again, people that follow this stuff, we've known for years that several different astronauts have reported seeing, you know, strange objects and lights in the sky. My take on that is they're watching us. And they're trying to make sure we don't go much further than the moon, because that could be a huge problem if we do. But
I don't know if that's the case, but yeah.
Personal opinion. So anyway, let's talk about this. Before we get into it any further, please subscribe for more pop culture news, views, and rants. Guys, you'll get woohoo if you do.
Woohoo.
Go out to more, more.clownfishtv.com. That's moreclownfishtv.com. For more Clownfish TV, and that help support the channel for less than the cost of one super chat every month. So there we go, guys. Check it out. And I got to tell you, I'm like, normally I'm all about this stuff. Oh, what happened? This happened. This disappeared. Okay. Normally I'm all about this stuff, but I was very, very underwhelmed with what we saw. And I think people that don't follow this stuff super closely are going to be like, oh my God, there actually are lights in the sky. That means that the aliens might be real. It's like, yeah, welcome to the party. Let's move on to the good stuff, which
these though weren't like, there's little orbs and things like that. Now, if you watch this, the Secrets of Skinwalker Ranch, you would have seen these kind of things. A lot of them times they're around aircraft, helicopters, yeah. They're darting around aircraft. That's not unusual. You see these all the time. So to me, it was just like that little white dot there. That's what you see, that kind of stuff. Yeah. And they don't fly in a traditional pattern. Obviously it's not an airplane.
No.
There's like little windmills and stuff they're looking at in comparison.
Yeah. Now, I actually saw a couple of objects like that when I was younger. I used to go sit on the roof of my grandparents' garage and I'd look up at the sky. My grandfather's out there with me actually one night. I think we were waiting for fireworks or something because we lived near a mall and they used to do like the fireworks shows or something. But we were on the roof and looked up and yeah, we saw, it looked like a really bright star and it just kept moving around and...
Yeah, we used to see, my mom ran an airport. She used to see stuff all the time. And by where we grew up, like there was always stuff. Like we'd see stuff that come from one side of the sky to the other in like a second. You'd see that there'd be a group of people seeing it. It just, you know, we saw crap all the time. It wasn't a big deal. But yeah, stuff like this, you'd see like a little dot, or like a dot, it would shoot from one side to the other.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah, this is stuff, if you watch any kind of UFO shows, this is like the very common stuff people report.
Yeah, actually, none of it, I don't think, is as interesting as the Tic Tac video footage that we've already seen.
They do make sure they meant. Oh, there's another one. They do make sure they mention that they did not have it checked for authenticity or something like that. They said they didn't have it, you know, for it was artifacting or something like that.
I think they just dropped stuff again to shut people up and say, look, we did it. But here's the one that was really interesting.
This was funny. We laughed so hard.
They basically CGI'd a UFO as a recreation of a reported sighting or something. And they just like, yeah, they're like, oh, there's a big bronze bullet. And they just kind of CGI'd it into the image.
It was like, show what people described. Actually, that was funny. We saw not like that coming out of a light thing. But one time Neon and I were coming down a big hill. And in the distance, you could see it was much more elongated than that. Mm. We were like, what is that? It was a metallic elongated shape and it wasn't like a blimp or anything like that. Cause I was like, that was our first thought. It was weird.
Yeah.
Don't get distracted.
And this is like, yeah, they make it out like it's like, oh my God, guys, the FBI saw the, no, they didn't. Actually, if you read this document, they said a few witnesses have reported seeing crewmen who had landed from the objects who were described as three and a half to 4 feet tall, wearing what appeared to be spacesuits and helmets. Author Edwards concludes his book with the prediction that the near future UFOs will make an overt landing or deliberate contact with Earth. A copy of this letter is being directed to Denver, blah, 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 blah. Basically, just sort of the most boring parts of the X-Files. Now, they're saying that they're doing this as a warm-up to get people used to the idea that, hey, yeah, well,
like a report that they had a bunch of pastors and stuff and some secret meeting about,
yeah,
UFOs.
let's talk about that, because that is an interesting situation. There were a couple pastors that said that they were hauled into some kind of a meeting place, I think it was in Tennessee, and they were basically told like, hey, we're gonna start dropping this UFO stuff, you guys need to prepare for this because we don't know how certain religious people are gonna take it. And right now, the consensus with a lot of Christians is, you know, could be demonic in nature. And they were describing the one gal from the government. I can't remember her name off the top of my head. But she was trying to describe them as like, they're not from outer space. They're interdimensional beings. I'm like, oh,
well, yeah, they said, yeah.
Then, yeah, that does change things a little bit, because if you're like, hey, how do you think Christians are going to respond to a bunch of interdimensional beings?
Well, here's the thing, though. I don't think that's necessarily the case because, I mean, interdimensional being thing, because we've heard before, I think Bigfoot's even an interdimensional being, which is why we don't find bodies. But, and there have been like these things where things were popping out through portals and things like that.
Yeah.
But I think people that I've talked to that were Christian, like my mom and stuff, they basically said, she's like always at church and stuff. And she basically said, you know, the Bible doesn't say that we're it. It just said to create man, but it didn't say that that's the story of man. It didn't say that, you know, he didn't create anything else. You know, we don't know. We don't know how long, and we're the only ones. There's nothing in the Bible that really says that there isn't anything else.
My feeling on this is that I think we, I don't know if we actually do know everything. I think we know, obviously, more than we're letting on. I'm not 100% sure I agree that, like, there are these super secret bases where they're doing these horrible experiments on humans and the lizard people and all this stuff. I do think we know more about what's going on than we are letting on.
But, and, you know, I don't think people are going to freak out the way they're thinking they're going to freak out. I think people are pretty much, you know, it's more normalized now. Like before, if you said you saw a ghost or a UFO, you'd be ostracized and it would be like, you know, you're a liar. And I don't think that's the way it is anymore.
No. And I think that is, you know, I mean, if you're going to roll out disclosure, that's probably the way to do it, to wait until...
It just happens that movie comes out this year.
You know, I was thinking that. I'm like, this might be the best marketing ever for a movie. Just be like, we're going to roll out actual disclosure before Disclosure Day comes out. And then, or Disclosure Day, the movie, is the actual disclosure. Like, oh, you thought the aliens were CGI. No, those were actually real.
They have a union now.
They have a union, they're
a bitch to negotiate with.
They really are. They're
still working it out. Anyway.
So my take on this though is if they are here and you know, you're worried about like the human race being enslaved to the aliens, I think they've been here for a while and that has not happened yet. Can't explain the abductions, can't explain the cow mutilations, can't explain anything.
I don't
want to
talk about that cow mutilations, please.
But I don't think they're going to rip that Band-Aid off completely. I think that
they're not gonna tell you squat. They're gonna give you a little bit and then they're gonna see how people react. But they're not gonna I don't foresee them giving anybody anything of substance.
No. It's and then they're gonna say, hey, we did it, right? Like we did it. We released some documents. So here's
documents though they said were already released, it's just they added some extra pages.
Yeah, and some of the videos people have known about this stuff for a while.
Yeah, they said that was a lot of it was already known stuff. Yeah,
like, oh hey, you have it all, guys. Oh, here's one extra one. Oh, some farmer said he saw an alien. Okay, there we go. Okay, are you satisfied? You done? Okay, let's get back to it. So this comes from the New York Post. Pentagon releases dozens of UFO files offering transparency on alien and extraterrestrial life. No, not really. It's just a bunch of blobs and videos and stuff. It said the American people can now access the federal government's declassified UAP files instantly. The latest UAP videos, photos, and original source documents from across the entire U.S. government are all in one place. No clearance required. The Pentagon said in a post on X broadcasting the file dump. While past administrations sought to discredit or dissuade the American people, President Trump is focused on providing maximum transparency to the public, who can ultimately make up their own minds about the information contained in these files. They're not going to tell you everything. They can't tell you everything.
They're not going to tell you much of anything. I mean, that's just it. It's like, it's a lot of it's known. There isn't much different. There's a couple of new videos, but it's just similar things we've seen before. Like you said, Tic Tacs are a lot more impressive.
Right.
It is what it is. But hey, at least they're releasing some new things. It's fun anyway. If you want to go through the files, they have a website for it. It is fun to look through these old reports from the 40s and stuff to see what people were reporting and how it was worded and the way they like the one way is someone was born in like 1902, but they didn't say 1902. They said 19 something two, and I was like, that's weird. If some of the way they spoke and the things they did, they worded things was very interesting. If nothing else, it was fun to read them.
Now they're talking about the Apollo 17 astronauts.
Yes,
and I've heard this one before. You know, very bright particles or fragments or something that go drifting by as we maneuver. It looks like the 4th of July out of Ron's window. They're very jagged, angular fragments that are tumbling.
Now, one thing that struck me as interesting, just that reminded me, was they're talking about some people from the 40s that had seen it. And they had thought this is one that the police had seen it and dozens of people had seen it. But they talked about the different crafts and they went into triangular formations. And that was back in the 40s. They were talking about the triangle formations, which people have seen over and over again. And there's that. But they were talking about this too, that they that these people back in the 40s, before they knew any about this stuff, the triangle formations, they were referring to them as getting into a formation of a triangle. Several ships.
Yeah, that's a very common
I know, thing. But back in the 40s it wasn't. And this was dated in the 40s, is what I'm saying.
No, I
know it's common. I'm just saying, but it wasn't then.
No, so that's how you kind of know they're probably telling the truth. Right. I did see, and I've talked about this before. I think we've talked about this in other episodes that we've had experiences seeing UAPs or UFOs. We used to call them flying saucers back in my day. Now they're UAPs. But I did have a black triangle go directly over our house when I was a teenager. I was on the patio, and it made no noise. It had three lights, like one in each corner, and it just drifted right over the house. And it was kind of weird because it didn't register with me that it was a UFO because I was a kid, okay, it's got to be some kind of an airplane, which I think it was. I think it actually, in hindsight, I think it was some kind of experimental craft. But yeah,
but you were nearby the bases though. That's why.
Yeah. So I lived in the Bay Area and we were near the, Lawrence, Livermore Labs, and we were near, Concord Naval Base. So, you know, and pretty close to like Mount Diablo and all that. So yeah, there are a lot of reports in that area of anomalous activity, but it didn't register with me that it was even a UFO until years later. People were like, big black triangles, black deltas, which I think are actually ours. But I'm not saying they're not reverse engineered from something, but I think they're actually ours.
I think most things people see, especially now, a lot of it's ours. But you know, I digress. I just thought it was interesting that in the 40s, when they didn't, there wasn't like everybody knew about the triangles and stuff. They were reporting a lot of people. They interviewed a bunch of people, saw it, including law enforcement, that a bunch of these ships appeared and they went into a triangular formation. And the fact that it was dated in the 40s is what caught my attention. It was like before everybody was reporting that. It was back when this would have been beginning. The people were reporting this. So I thought that was very interesting. But there's things like that in there. But a lot of it's in the, like I said, years ago, 40s. And I think that's it's very interesting to read through the reports.
Yeah. Now, this is Sean Kirkpatrick, who is a physicist and a former career intelligence officer. He was the War Department's All-Domain Anomaly Resolution Office, ARRO. He was in charge of that. He said he's seen the government's records and believes there are no bombshell revelations to be found. He said readers should not get their hopes up that there's going to be some document with photos interviewing the aliens when they came down, because that just does not exist.
I don't know about that. But
if
know.
That footage exists, we're not going to see it. That's like the
It probably doesn't exist because aliens didn't want to be on camera for an interview.
Yeah, right. Because the camera adds 10 pounds.
It doesn't exist from a certain point of view. Anyway.
Yeah, so the one I'm really interested in is the Holloman Air Force Base landing, and that was in the early 1970s, and I don't think they've released that or will release that. They actually used a little bit of that, I guess, in a UFO documentary, but they said that this is when they basically touched down and met with the president, and they had dinner.
That was the story, yeah.
Yeah, so that's the one I want to see. If they release that.
I think you're going to be waiting a long time.
Yeah, I think we are, because that they said, yeah, the footage that was released or that people got hold of, it was, you know, you could see the UFOs coming in and they were being escorted by a jet, but there wasn't much to see. They just looked like little orbs, and then it just cuts. But they said, no, if you watch the whole thing, it follows them. They land and aliens get out, and weirdly, they don't look like the grays. They're not described as like the typical gray aliens. They look different. So. Who knows?
Well, I think there's probably more than one type, but that's another story.
The same to us.
Are we going to wrap this up?
Yeah, we're going to wrap this one up. So there we go, guys. Just kind of a whole lot of nothing, but you can check this out.
It's interesting to look at anyway. It's interesting to read the reports. If you like history and if you like, you know, like just the lore type stuff, it's fun to read, but it's not like any big smoking guns, like, you know, oh, here's definitive proof.
Yeah. Yeah. And if there were definitive proof, it'd be a document with everything redacted. And
yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to wrap it up.
Yep.
Paul Lee, subscribe. We'll talk later.
Bye.